Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Is it just me, or has there been a run of ads lately talking about death-related issues? I've noticed a series on updating your will, another one on life insurance, and now organ donation is a big topic doing the rounds in community service announcements. I think they stand out to me because it's so taboo to talk about death in our culture. We get strangely superstitious over talking about it, as if we'll somehow summons it to us even if we mention its name. And sure, it's horrible to imagine life without someone we love, or how they'd cope without us. But, as the ads point out, even if death is a topic we studiously avoid, it is a certainty for every single one of us. And it's one we would do well to be as prepared for as possible. Sure, there are the practical things, to decide what would happen with the kids, or sign up for an organ donation register, keep your will up to date, those kind of things. But there's an even bigger and more permanent issue we need to consider as well. Eternity. The Bible says God has set eternity in all of our hearts, and it also says He's laid a choice before us. It's up to us to choose which way we want to go. We can choose life, life to the fullest, both for now and for the rest of eternity, because as Jesus said, He is the life. His death and resurrection brought us the entry price to an eternity of life with God. But it's not being forced upon us. It's a choice. We can kid ourselves we're secure with our money or our alarm system or our private health insurance, but the reality is we don't know when our last day on this earth will be, just that it will arrive at some point. Living a healthy life and being careful is wise, but it's even wiser to keep your eternal life in mind too. The Bible has some great advice about living like that. To never let the sun go down on an argument, to forgive and keep short accounts with people, to love God and love people, and to put our hope in Jesus, to look ahead to the eternal life we can have with Him. Keep your heart close to God and yourself ready for the life that extends beyond just our days on this earth. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.